Board Vice Chair of Northfield Area Fire and Rescue. Glenn, good morning. Thank you so much for coming in. We had one of your guys in last week to talk about fire safety and such, and did a great job, Josh Hall.
Yes, Josh Hall. He does a lot of the training for fire extinguishers and fire safety.
Well, we've talked to Gary for so long. I mean, Gary's done a great job with his radio interviews and such, but it's good to have one of the young guys in there, one of the next generation of firefighters that are getting involved not only with fighting fires, but the whole education thing and everything that goes along with that.
Yep. I think they trained well over 1,000 students.
Yeah. Good thing. Hey, let's go back. You know, it's been a few weeks, but it's been a month since we've talked to you. And I don't think, I think it was, we might have talked to you just right before the big storm. You've got a lot of construction. You got a lot of things going on within the fire department. And not only that, you had to respond to probably a lot of things that week, too. How did that go?
It went surprisingly well. I mean, there was plenty of opportunity to stumble, but everybody stepped up. As you'd expect, there were many more calls, a lot of downed electrical lines and problems with transformers and so forth. I think by midnight that evening, the dispatch center had taken well over 1,000 calls.
Wow.
And so much, and the internet here was down, which meant some of our interaction with the dispatch center was interrupted. So we actually set up our own. But people came through. We got out on calls. The fact the building was under construction really didn't cause us any problems.
Wow, boy, that's you know, being out there that night, looking around at all the damage and that had been done, and all the people, all the responders and such that you had to. I mean, that's a night like I'm sure those guys had never had, like no other. You can't even compare that with anything else, really.
We have quite a few experienced people on the fire department, so they're able to get out, assess the situation, and know what to do quickly.
All right. What else? Now, moving on from there, just last week you had a Northfield Area Fire and Rescue meeting. What was the what were the highlights there?
Well, the highlights. Dave Medine, the architect for the renovation of the building, gave us an update. Things are going very well. We're maybe a week or two behind because of the rain. We'll catch up on that. As far as the budget is concerned, we're probably $200,000 under budget is my optimistic estimate for whole project.
Well, let's hope it stays on track.
Yeah. Soon the blacktop will be put down, and the addition on the back is enclosed at this point, so it's really going to start looking like a finished building.
Yeah, I know you have you're optimistic that you're going to be able to operate, you know, completely during the whole thing, and I'm sure you have been. But boy, will it be nice to get that done!
Oh, it sure
will. It's been a wet fall. We've had a lot of rain, and it's been a mess back there.
Yes, yes.
So that's as far as, you know, before the snow is going to be flying, actually it already has, but before really winter sets in, what are the things that need to be done? Obviously the outside, the roads, the driveways and such.
Well, the driveways is the big thing. And to the extent we can get the new addition fully enclosed, that would help tremendously. So that's what the focus is. There's also a lot of work going on inside the building right now. The second floor where the firemen, we have three firemen who live, have apartments on site. That's being torn up right now. And I'm sure they'll be glad when that's done. That should probably another 3 weeks before they're ready to move back in.
Yeah. Well, at least they'll have hopefully a little bit more updated place.
Oh, yes.
we've been talking about the fire department, our NAFRs, hiring Sean Simonson.
Right.
As a kind of a program coordinator. You had a presentation from him last night as well. What did he talk about? Or I shouldn't say last night, but last meeting.
Last meeting. Well, this was his first meeting. We mm-hmm. brought him on October 1st. And he laid out how he's going to go about what we've asked him to do. He has a year mm-hmm. contract. Sean is on the fire department. He's a fire captain, and he's been on the fire department for quite a few years. So he knows what he's looking at in terms of administrative needs of the fire department. He's also an employee of the city of Northfield. So he's familiar with how a city works and what's required and so forth. That's why we were happy to get him, that he applied for this position. Probably a good example of what we are looking for there and why we mm-hmm. opened this position is, for example, the state has a database that they use, many fire departments use. Mm-hmm. We don't happen to use it. I think if we did, our administrative functions would be somewhat more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
So it keeps track of fire calls, training records, personnel issues, and so forth. And you press a button and you get a report.
Mm-hmm. I take it that's a paid subscription type thing you'd need.
No, it isn't. Mm-hmm. It's available free to fire departments because the state of Minnesota helped this company develop it.
Okay.
So Minnesota is the one state where it's free. Otherwise, it's sold throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the tasks Sean will have is to get us to transition to that database. And then our administrative assistant will be able to generate reports for board meetings and so forth, mm-hmm. very simply.
All right. So it's basically a database and a software program that helps organize everything.
Yeah, and then we have other administrative processes that, like any organization, excuse me, that can be done more efficiently, and that's what Sean is looking at the whole range of how we handle financial things, data practices, inquiries, open meeting laws, all of those things.
All right. That's Sean's going to have his work cut out for him.
Yes, he is.
He works for the city full time. He's a firefighter, and now he's got this.
Oh, now we've filled up his evenings. Yeah.
Way too much spare time for that guy. Once again, Glenn Castor is with us, the vice chair of the board of Northfield Area Fire and Rescue, NAFRS. What else? Anything else from last night or anything coming up that you'd like to mention while we
We've placed an order for a new fire truck. This is a pumper that'll replace the what's called the city pumper, the green truck that was purchased in 1987. We did vote and decide to make a prepayment of $400,000 on that truck,
mm-hmm.
Which will get us a discount of approximately $14,000. So the total cost will be $607,000 for the pumper, which mm-hmm. we should receive next summer.
Okay.
Probably July.
All right. Now, that Northfield voted on that their last city council meeting.
That's right.
Didn't they pass that through? Or?
Yes.
Okay. Have the rest of the other bodies involved?
Dundas, I believe, is voting on it. Either they have this week or they will this month.
Okay.
So, John McCarthy, Dundas City Administrator, was there. He felt this would pass with no problem.
Okay.
So the payment needs to be made by December 1st in mm-hmm. order to get the discount.
All right. As far as the rural?
The rural had already approved it.
Already approved it. Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good. All right. All right. Anything else then?
No, I think we've covered it. Things are moving smoothly.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We
sure.
certainly appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Okay.
Glenn Castor of the Northfield Area Fire and Rescue Board. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota.